This is the Janine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Janine Pirro.
Welcome back to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Joe, joining us now is the founder of GRV Strategies and former senior advisor to Senator Chuck Grassley. He's joined us before on the show, folks. We love him. Join me in welcoming Garrett Ventry to the Judge Janine Tunnel to Towers Foundation show. Now, Garrett Ventry, a lot went on this week, and I think the first thing I want to talk to you about is the juxtaposition of three United States presidents in New York City this past Thursday night who were at a elite, glitzy, high-dollar fundraiser for Joe Biden, and then one president who attended a funeral for an unknown police officer, now well-known officer Jonathan Diller, who was murdered in a traffic stop, which, of course, as you know, is one of the most dangerous situations for any police officer. The juxtaposition of those presidents, the three with the celebrities and the elites, and then the one at a quiet funeral home in Massapequa is just stunning. How did it strike you?
Absolutely, Judge. It's always very good to be with you here. I mean, the contrast could not be more clear here for America. You have Joe Biden, you know, attending a glitzy fundraiser with, you know, one of the dumbest people around named Stephen Colbert and very low IQ. And then you've got Barack Obama and Bill Clinton with Joe Biden, like we said, three guys who have just destroyed the fabric of America in every single way, shape, or form, whether it's the economy, whether it's our standing on foreign policy, whether it's the southern border and crime. And Joe Biden's policies have just made people less safe. He supported all this cashless ballot garbage that lets criminals flee on the streets and do whatever they want. He supported decriminalizing these type of things and has not stood up to the most radical parts of his party. And cops who protect us and work overtime to do that, this individual, this cop was brutally murdered.
Horrible.
It's very tragic, right? That has a family and all of this. And Joe Biden has not even really mentioned it. So he's not talked about it. But again, this is who Joe Biden is at his core. He hates the American middle class. He hates cops. And he is someone who stands with the most radical people. And so the contrast could not be more clear. And President Trump was very smart. And just shows how good of a person President Trump really is. He gets a lot of flack, but he is deep down a good person to come up to New York City and do that.
It's very interesting because President Trump was invited there, and he flew right back to Florida. It was a stop, and someone, County Executive Bruce Blakeman, was at the funeral home for the wake. The president spent time with the mother as well as the widow, right, of Jonathan Diller. And after several minutes, 10, 15 minutes, when he, you know, turned away from the casket, finally, he had an applause that apparently sent chills down everybody's spine. You know, it's interesting. There is a realignment of support for the parties. The Democrats are now the party of the elites. The Republicans are now the party of the working class. And nothing, I agree with you, kind of emphasize that more than, you know, a $25 million fundraiser with tickets for $100,000, $500,000, along with a quiet visit to a funeral home and a wake. But what's amazing is, you know, Joe Biden landed at 1:30, Garrett. He chose to do a podcast before that evening event. He could very well have gone 5 miles to that funeral parlor and went to the wake. He could very well have called, but no, he didn't do that. He did some podcast with a celebrity. And all three presidents, I mean, they stand for, you know, the Democrat version of, you know, of law enforcement, which is basically no law and order and, you know, social justice, bail reform, which has created a terrible situation for law enforcement in this country. And it really is heartbreaking. But, you know, in addition to the realignment of the parties, you know, what we saw yesterday was, I think, a feeling that the Democrats, they don't seem to have a heart. They used to be the party of the everyday man. What happened?
No, you're absolutely right, Judge. I mean, they are now the party of the elites and really appealing to the pro-Hamas freaks in their party, too, who are protesting Joe Biden at his glitzy right. fundraiser. And so, like you said, this is a trend with Joe Biden. He didn't go to East Palestine when people were, mm-hmm. when the train derailment happened there. And who did? Just a few days later, President Trump. He still hasn't gone to Baltimore where the yep. tragic bridge collapse. He's not there. Doesn't go to the wake of this fallen New York PD hero and instead goes again to a glitzy fundraiser. So this is what Democrats are about, right? They have always, that's why Hollywood, New York City elites, DC elites, all these folks support them. It is the working class people that are coming home to Republicans and President Trump because they stand for lower taxes. They stand for not letting, I don't know, teachers teach your kids about garbage. They don't want that in schools. They want them to just get an education. So these are very simple things that everyday Americans care about. They care about having a better economy. They care about having a better education for the kids. They want a secure border. They want safer streets. That's what Republicans stand for. That's why you're seeing President Trump have historic support with African-American voters
yep.
and Hispanic voters
Hispanic,
as well.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely changing.
You know, it's also interesting that the head of the NYPD Sergeants Union basically told the anti-police Democrats not to attend Officer Diller's funeral. I mean, you know, he came right out and said, you know, we're done with this. This is you're not invited here. You're the people who defund the police. You're the people who don't give us money to do what we have to do. You're the people, I guess it's the city council president who wants more paperwork from police officers and less time on the street. It is a clear dichotomy between the two parties. But I want to move on to what is going on with the polls. Right now, Americans, according to, I think it was a Fox News poll, say that what what they support most mm-hmm. about Joe Biden is nothing. I think it was 38%. You know, 16% yep. said they liked, whatever I think it was I'm not sure what it was, but the plurality of voters, 38%, sure. believe that Biden's top accomplishment is nothing. They believe he's accomplished nothing that's made their lives better. And now, you know, he's attempting to avoid accountability. And so he hides behind, you know, a few local print media and local TV interviews while pretending to be out in the public eye. He really isn't out in the public eye. They're like all saying, oh, he went to all the swing states. He's so great. Trump hasn't gone to the swing states. Trump is in court every day because that's what they did to him.
No, that's absolutely right. Trump was just in Ohio campaigning for Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, who won the landslide because President Trump endorsed him. I know you're absolutely right here. And it's so funny. The 16% of people who supported something about him, they must have pulled a mental insane asylum or something, because I don't know anybody who supports anything that Joe Biden did. It's absolutely insane. No, I mean, this guy you're talking about, you look, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, the comparison, I mean, inflation's still higher than it was under President Trump. Gas prices are still higher. We're having record border crossings. There's war in Ukraine still. Israel is attacked by barbaric terrorists. Afghanistan was toppled by the Taliban here. You know, crime is on the rise. Police are under attack. And, you know, you have dangerous illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities murdering young girls. So there's just no comparison here. President Trump's policies help people. Joe Biden's policies hurt people, and everybody who's not a partisan shill knows that.
Mm-hmm. And it's true. I mean, they will stand up and say, just like Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, it was interesting when, with respect to Officer Jonathan Diller, she said, when she was asked a question in the press room, she said, you know, the president respects law enforcement, and, you know, we recognize the sacrifice that they make. She couldn't say his name. It was the same thing, you know, with Lake and Riley. When, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, at least to her credit, she said, say her name. But Karine Jean-Pierre couldn't say Officer Diller's name, Jonathan Diller. And, you know, and then when asked about it, she talks about, you know, we pass gun legislation. We do this. The president's done that. What the heck gun legislation have to do with an illegal thug, two of them with 35 arrests between them, both with loaded illegal guns. Do you think they give a darn about gun legislation? These people are clueless.
That's absolutely right. And they haven't passed any gun legislation. That's the funniest thing about all of it. So there is no gun legislation that has passed. But you know, you're right. Exactly. I mean, these disgusting, vile, mentally ill criminals who come and want to shoot people just randomly don't look at the sign and say, well, because this says a gun-free zone, now I will turn around and not commit a deranged murder, right?
Yeah.
Not who they are. These people are just sickos. And you're right. It's the same thing with Lake and Riley. The same thing with this, with Mr. Diller, the police officer here who was slain, is Democrats just despise these type of people, and they coddle dangerous illegal immigrants. They demoralized and wanted to defund the police when we had the quote summer of love in 2020.
Remember that? Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, what happened to George Floyd, the killing, it should never have happened. I get that. That was very terrifying. I get it. But to then turn around and be like, we are protesting by lighting churches on fire and looting Best Buys. I don't think that's what Martin Luther King Jr. was doing.
Destroying businesses in our neighborhood to make sure that people don't have access to what they need. Garrett, stay with us for a second. I want to get back to you right after the break to finish this conversation.
This is the Judge Jeanine Show. This is the Jeanine Pirro Show. Now, here's Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Okay, we're back here with Garrett Ventry to conclude our conversation on what's going on in America today. Garrett?
I mean, unfortunately, this Kemp-appointed judge is just weak. I mean, you're talking about Fannie Willis from the get-go has been fundraising off indicting Donald Trump. She has mocked people like Lindsey Graham. She held a fundraiser for the opponent of someone she indicted, a state senator.
Yes.
I mean, that's absolutely insane. So just there, she should have been disqualified. Then you're talking about, not only did she lie about this repeatedly, she used taxpayer dollars, $600,000 of taxpayer money.
$650,000,
exactly. And she hires someone she's sleeping with who's inexperienced. They lie about it.
You know what? I got to stop you right there. I wish they kept him on the case. He was so inexperienced. The guy was sweating bullets. This guy, yeah. Nathan Wade, I wanted him to try that case. This guy didn't know the first thing about, he's never tried a felony case, doesn't even know what RICO stands for. Did you see him sweating bullets at that hearing? I was like, who taught this guy how to act in a courtroom? I'm sorry, I had to jump in.
No,
Go ahead.
No, I mean, absolutely. He's still trying to find out where the bathroom is in the courtroom.
By the way, did you see how he kept drinking water? I said, when did they break to pee?
Well, you thought he was in a Law and Order episode. I mean, it was insane. But I'm absolutely with you on this. So you have this happening, and you know this weak Kemp-appointed judge should have thrown out the case there. This entire thing is politically motivated against President Trump. And the best part about it, it's about election denying, right?
Yeah.
The best part about it, too, is in Georgia, you have the chief election denier, Stacey Abrams.
Abrams, yep.
Who still thinks she's governor. She still thinks she's governor. When's she getting prosecuted? When's Hillary Clinton getting prosecuted? You're seeing the same thing in the New York case here, that I'll kind of end with this. Judge March in the New York case here, the hush money case with Stormy Daniels and her brilliant lawyer, a guy named Michael Avenatti, who tried to defraud Nike. Yeah, a complete goofball who's in prison. And you know, this judge donated to Joe Biden, and then his daughter is a fundraiser for Democrats who have been raising money off her father's indictment. It's a complete joke, and it's not even a two-tiered system of justice now. We're living in a banana republic when Donald Trump's name is on an indictment form.
And, you know, when you think about it, you know, I go back to that fundraiser this past Thursday night. You've got three presidents of the United States. I call them the Three Stooges, Bubba, Barry, and Clueless Joe. You know, they're raising all this money. And, you know, then you've got, you know, President Trump, you know, who is someone who is literally just there to offer condolences to a family. I mean, it is that it's just so stark, and they don't care. They don't care. They're raising the money and they're taking away Donald Trump's money. They indicted him 4 times. You know, they're raising money and they're taking it from him. And they're saying, we have so much more money than he does. He can't raise money. He raises money. He's got to defend himself. I mean, 4 indictments. They're taking him off the campaign trail. They're taking his money away from him that he could use, you know, to promote himself. I mean, there isn't anything they haven't done to him.
That's absolutely right. And I think the only way you could have got Bill Clinton to go to someone's funeral, a cop's funeral, is if you told him we were taking Jeffrey Epstein's plane because he was on it so much. But
yeah.
That's neither here nor there, I guess. But no, you're absolutely right. And the best thing about this with President Trump's Truth Social deal that he did, you know, on the Wall Street Stock Exchange, I mean, now his net worth's at $6 billion. So all this stuff backfires. The judge, too, ruling that his bail is $251 million less to Tish James. I haven't seen a tweet about from Tish James about how much Donald Trump owes now after that, after getting an extension and lowering the amount and gutting her case there. So, again, they do these things to President Trump, but they all end up backfiring not only with the polls and with the people, but it just seems to work out that way. But that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to drain him financially, keep him in a courtroom. And why is it? Because they fear they can't beat him at the ballot box in November.
And, you know, they are now looking to have illegals vote in New York City. And I saw something, I think it was just a couple days ago, that what the president wants to do is give work visas to, I forget the number, who were scheduled for deportation. So you give them licenses, you give them work visas, and then you try to get them to vote. I mean, is anyone surprised why those borders are open? You know, they not only create more congressional districts of Democrats because they all love Joe Biden, but what they do is they're creating a whole new class of people who are absolutely going to vote Democrat because they've lost the heartland of America. They've lost ordinary Americans, the Americans who work 2 jobs, who have to, you know, pay for the illegals who come here and are literally draining our system. And, you know, we're all immigrants. I get it. But, you know, when I saw the rush of those illegals in El Paso at the beginning of the week, and they came in with shivs and stomping on the knee of a Border Patrol officer intentionally and maliciously, we're suckers at some point, Garrett. We have to recognize that we're suckers.
That's absolutely right. No, this is a nothing short of an invasion of our country, right? You have 9 million people since Joe Biden been in the office, 9 million who are here illegally, unvetted. We don't know who these people are. One guy was caught, remember? New York Post had a great article about this.
Anyway, I want to thank you, Garrett Ventry, for joining us on this Easter Sunday. We thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, and we hope to see you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Judge. Happy Easter. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.